Valentine, Steve Patterson. He's on vacation for one more day, so we got Brittany with us.
Yeah, he better be enjoying this vacation. I had to wake up early on a Monday.
Oh, boo. My God.
What is going on? How was everyone's weekend?
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. I had to remember what I did.
I know, right?
I couldn't remember, and I'm like, I don't know what I did Friday. Been going to bed really early.
It's awesome. I also am doing that.
I love it. Sorry, it's... Dawn. Dawn's giving me the evil eye.
It's okay. I'm not. No, it's a different lifestyle that I signed up for, so
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Dawn, you said you got the second shot and it was a little rough on
you.
No,
it's the first one.
Oh.
Which
oh, no.
I thought there wasn't supposed to be any problems with.
No, here's the deal, Dawn. If you had COVID,
yes, and you know how bad I had COVID.
And the first shot acts like the second shot does for most people.
It's your second exposure to it. So a lot of people get kind of sick as if it's the second one. So
I see. My sister said the same thing, and she's a nurse. So not that I don't trust you guys.
You should totally trust her more.
We usually don't know what we're talking about. That's fair.
Okay.
What kind of symptoms? Like just tired?
I just felt, really. I looked at the symptoms on the sheet they gave me, and I'm like, here it is, feeling unwell. I felt unwell. I felt tired. I had a really bad headache for 2 days, but it's nothing like what I experienced with COVID. That was scary. I was afraid for my life. I mean, I'm glad to get this shot. I'm glad I had the opportunity. Here's a funny thing that happened. On the way to get the shot, I had just worked out. And I realized in my little workout bag, I didn't have my tiny deodorant in there. And I'm on the way to get the shot in Stillwater. So I had my windows all the way down, my hands up to get those pits. At least aired out. And then I found makeup remover pads in my bag. And I just did a hooker bath with the makeup remover pads in the car. And then I put some nice smelling lotion on my arm.
Guys,
I did not want to stink up the room.
Yeah, I think you went above and beyond for that. But
I think so, too.
But like, I'm sure
sometimes I work out, I don't even shower.
I know, it's bad.
I don't sweat under my pits.
Okay.
In the pit area. My head also sweats a lot.
I had a moment with the guy who gave me the shot.
Oh, really?
I did. So it was like 20 seconds that we had this time together. And when I waited my 15 minutes and came back up to get my card, he looked around. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. What was your name again? I go, it's Dawn. I thought we had a connection. And the ladies laughed so hard back there.
I love it.
I'm like, you just half saved my life. And I thought we had a connection.
This is a rom-com I would watch.
Me too.
And then one of the ladies goes, that just made my day. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I'm sorry you didn't feel well, though.
It's okay. Sucks. It's no big deal. Like I said, I feel very lucky to have been able to get the shot.
Donna, I'm not acting like I'm also a victim this weekend, but you guys had me watch Uncut Gems.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the amount of anxiety that movie produces,
I know,
is unnatural.
Overall, what did you think of the movie? Very dark.
Very dark. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes long, and it didn't feel like it at all. It's done in such a way that by the time you're at the end, you're like, whoa, that was 2 hours. So I would say I'd give it like a 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
The acting was great. But yeah, he just lives such an anxiety-ridden life.
Yeah, it was very stressful.
Very stressful.
I kind of feel the same way about Mighty Ducks.
Oh my God, Donna!
Quack!
Come on!
Quack!
Oh, really? Dude, it's very stressful.
What?
Oh my gosh!
Like Coach Bombay? Like, what is getting to you?
There's a remake. There's like a a new version on Disney.
Yeah, I watch it too.
It's just, oh my God, the level of anxiety. Like, these kids don't have uniforms and they're going up against these really serious hockey players. Some are wearing bike helmets. Some are wearing like just
an oven mitt.
Oven mitt.
Yeah, the goalie has an oven mitt.
And then it's full contact, and these kids don't know how to play hockey, and the mother's just trying to do right by her son. Very stressful, but in a different way.
Yeah,
I love it. I think it's a really great show on Disney Plus.
It's super cute.
Yeah,
it really is. Oh man! And then of course, you had mentioned, Dawn, the funeral of Prince Philip. I'm seeing all these stories now. I was very relieved because at one point Harry was walking with after the after the ceremony, I guess you would call it, after the service, he was walking with, it looked like he was walking with Kate, and William was maybe a step or two in front of him, and then they all seemed to be speaking, which made me feel really good.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe this is opening up
even if
the
it's
line
just
of communication.
Fake. Even if it's just to shut people up in the tabloids.
Right.
I'm down with that.
Well, now I'm seeing this headline, lip readers reveal what Prince Harry and William talked about at the funeral. But I click on it and, let's see, blah, blah, blah. I thought I had to watch a video, which was going to really make me mad.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, with their masks on, it's impossible to know what was said, but they appear to be in good spirits.
They should do the bad lip reading for it.
I love it. They should just see the mask moving.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
After they took their masks off, lip readers said they spoke about the funeral. William said, according to these lip readers, yes, it was great, wasn't it? And then Harry, that was William. And then Harry said, it was as he wanted. That is coming from an expert lip reader. He later told his brother, this is William to Harry, absolutely beautiful service. Oh, the music. Do you believe this?
No!
A source was quoted as saying, there's a realization with an S, side note, that everyone does need to reach some form of resolution, if only for the Queen, who has said it is her wish that the family comes together. By the way, heartbreaking to see the seating arrangement because the Queen was sitting all by herself. She was all messed up. I know. There were a lot of tears, believe it or not. Prince Charles looked really broken up over it. Oh, it was very sweet. It was very, very sad. You know, that Land Rover was a weird touch, but, you know.
He designed that, though.
I know. And, you know, and it was green for the military, which...
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you can appreciate. And so people were really moved by that. And he was really involved in the planning. Yeah. And
for 30 years, she had to listen to him plan his funeral for 30 years. I get that, like, we should do that for our family. But can we just, like, I don't know, not do it for 30 years of our lives?
Right. Like, maybe, you know, maybe take a year.
Because
or 6 months.
The music that you like whenever you're 50 isn't going to be the same,
that's
maybe
true,
as whenever you're 100.
Unless it's a church song.
Sure.
You know, if you have a favorite, like, Bible song.
Like, Lady Gaga is always going to be classic for funerals.
What?
For me.
Oh.
That'd be beautiful. I'm just saying, you guys plan ahead. Now that we're onto it, maybe I'll start planning mine. Little T-Swift. Bad romance. Yes, perfect.
The Twin Peaks theme playing.
Oh, nice, Dawn. I love it. I love it.
I like that we're doing this. You're right. Yep. I lied. We should be planning now.
And paying for it.
Yes, indeed.
That's what I learned from 6 Feet Under, the show.
Yes, that's one of my favorite shows ever.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yep.
You can do that in advance and plan everything. And then your family doesn't have to worry about anything. It's paid for. They don't have to plan any of the...
You could say what
music
you want.
Yep.
I get that, but at the moment, I'm the youngest in the family, so I feel like they expect it. So until I have kids, I think I'm going to just leave it up to them.
Yeah.
Leave them with a bill. They would probably feel comfortable doing that. It would give them... It would remind them of me.
Oh, my God.
I like the way you're thinking, actually.
Thank you.
Albeit selfish...
I'm the baby.
I like it. I'm the baby, too.
So am I.
We're the babies. What do we have to do this for?
Never mind. I don't want to do
it. Dawn.
Yeah.
You suck.
Just for a while.
Bad suggestion. All right. We got to go. Hey, when we come back, we'll have some things that make us go, huh? There's a woman who has set the record for the lowest note by a female.
Ooh.
We'll listen to that. And then I've got some interesting fact about the Monopoly board. When we come right back on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany's in.
Woody woo!
Woody woo! We got fun facts. Things that make you go. Okay, do you want to know about armadillos and their babies? Or the woman who sets the record for the lowest note by a female ever?
Armadillos.
Armadillos. Armadillos. Females always give birth to identical quadruplets. Always.
Wow. Always.
Always. Don't ask me anything else.
I'm looking up armadillo babies to see if I like them or do not like them.
Oh, they're so cute. Like there was a video of an armadillo playing with a toy.
That's
like a dog toy.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
God. Okay, but there is an age when they first come out, which is not great, but they get better for sure.
Yeah, they're an interesting prehistoric looking creature.
They are.
I know, they have that little like helmet hat
in the, yeah, in the South. Dirty old Missouri, as my boyfriend calls it. Mm-hmm. We used to, when they were on the side of the road and they were on their backs, mm-hmm, and they had passed, we used to take a beer can and put it in their little clutches so it looked like they
were drinking a beer, passed out.
Yeah.
That's pretty
funny. Is
that
weird to play with roadkill?
I mean,
yes.
It's on brand.
Yes. They are super cute. So that's where you find them?
On the road, side of the road?
Like, yeah. Missouri, I would have never. See, when I think of Missouri, I don't think South.
Okay.
I think Midwest.
Okay. I mean, I'm from Southwest Missouri, so we're right by Arkansas.
It's
30 minutes from Arkansas, so
got it.
It's real hot.
Wow. That would blow my mind. Just like when you go to like Mexico and you're driving in a truck or something and all of a sudden you see a crab crossing. Like if I saw an armadillo crossing the street,
oh, yeah,
I'd be blown away.
Yeah, I would be like Facebook Live-ing it.
Oh, totally. Really?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'd be like an inch from its face, just enthralled. I'm the same way. Like, it's wild when you see those, when you go out to a different country or you go down south and you see
a goat in the middle of the road.
Or lizards, or the big lizards. That always threw me off at how cash everyone was about these giant lizards.
And those rat cats, what are those called?
What?
Rat cats. Those big, when you're like in Mexico and they have those, if I said the name, you'd be like, I don't know what that is anyway. But it's the size of a cat, and it's a big
iguana?
Rodent.
Oh.
No, it's a rodent.
Minolaki? Mm.
It is. What are they called? Oh, somebody help me.
Yeah. Send us a tweet or an email. Okay. Now, the woman who sets the record for the lowest note ever, the Guinness record, here she is.
La 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 la.
Oh, she's still going.
She's not even there yet.
Congratulations.
There she goes.
Yay. Congratulations.
So they had to go back and look at the
the hertz.
Yes.
33.57 hertz. It's the lowest C note on the standard piano.
Wow.
I feel like I could do it. Ooh. Like, nah, I'm not going to prove it, but I'm just saying. It seems like something, if I did it right in the morning, I could get there.
I really feel like an underachiever.
Oh, you do.
Step up your
life.
I
love that sound clip, though. Isn't it cool?
It's hilarious.
I feel like we're in her mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another fun fact. This about Monopoly. I think I've maybe played Monopoly maybe once in my life.
Oh, really?
The game never ends. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, you start to get sad unless you're the one with all the money and properties.
Correct.
I'm scared to say what I know about Monopoly in case it's your fun fact.
Oh, say it.
Okay, well, the thing about Monopoly is that everyone plays it wrong.
Oh?
If you look at the rules, when somebody lands on a property, they have to either buy it or sell it at the price that's cheaper on the card. And nobody does it. So it's actually not as long of a game as normal.
You have to make a move.
You have to make a move.
I don't even know what the fake rules are.
It's usually like you can pick and choose.
You can be like, I don't want to buy that.
Yeah, you don't have the money.
Your hand is supposed to be forced.
Yes, and if you don't buy it, they get it at a cheaper price. That's the one on like the back of the card or something. It says something like the resale or whatever. So it's like the idea is you either move on the property or somebody else gets it.
Oh. Why is everyone playing it wrong then?
I don't know. Everybody just kind of likes the pick and choose, low pressure maybe.
Well, that is not what I was going to say.
Good.
Marvin Gardens on the Monopoly board has always been misspelled.
What?
The actual neighborhood in New Jersey is spelled Marven. Monopoly spells it Marvin. Parker Brothers apologized for the mistake in 1995, but didn't do anything about it. Yeah. They just left it. Fun facts. And finally, the longest movie ever to get a wide release is... Do you think you can guess it? It's a classic. I would have guessed Citizen Kane.
When you say classic, you don't mean like Avatar, right?
No, that might be your classic.
Shawshank? How long's Shawshank?
I mean old.
Oh, it's very old.
Mm-hmm.
The theatrical version was 3 hours and 46 minutes. Any longer movie that's come out since has been clipped down for theaters.
Hamlet with...
I would like to see that.
With Kenneth Branagh. That had to be split into two parts.
Nope.
It's an old, old movie.
Frankly, it is.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes! Woo!
Oh.
Yep, Gone with the Wind. 3 hours and 46 minutes. No thank you.
That's too long.
Yeah. That's about 3 hours too long. So keep it short. Be succinct. Hey, when we come back, it looks like Kanye West is annoyed at Kim Kardashian's spin regarding their divorce. We'll discuss that and more coming up next on My Talk.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y. 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Steve is on vacation. He will be back on Wednesday. So we've got Brittany with us again.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, girl. Dawn McClain hanging with us for another half hour. Hey, girl. Kanye West apparently wants to be number one even in his divorce.
Oh, God.
So Kanye of him.
So Kanye. Oh, my gosh. Sources are telling us that he is annoyed at reports that say Kim Kardashian filed first in their split and that she's divorcing him. He just responded to the papers, I guess, filed by Kim 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And is super annoyed that the story is constantly being presented as her divorcing him and that they're, you know, the Kardashian family's a huge spin machine. And he's saying that actually it was him saying for a year that they have nothing in common except for the kids, and he wanted out, and she pulled all the stops to try to save the marriage. Who cares? What's the difference?
I just imagine him doing the Taylor Swift mic thing, but with this divorce, saying, hold up, one second.
Right.
Taylor, I got to say something. I'm the one who wanted this divorce.
Right? Totally. They say that he let her file first in order to give her dignity. It doesn't matter. The marriage broke down.
Also, that dignity you're trying to get back now, or what? Or that, you know,
to give her dignity? She doesn't need your dignity.
But, like, you know, he's like, yeah, I was a good person. I let her file first, but I kind of want to announce that I was a good person and I should have filed first. So it's kind of like you don't get both credits.
Right. I mean, there were reports that they were in counseling, which I think was a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, have you been watching this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I've never seen an episode in my life.
Well, I got your back. So what, the nice thing we always say, as well, you know, we say with a lot of things, is the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. she has been really, it's been really teeing up for watching her go through an emotional roller coaster with Kanye and calls, a lot of calls, because they're kind of filming from where he was claiming he was going to be running for president and saying all that stuff about how, you know, the slander stuff about their kids on social media. And so it really is portraying that she is exhausted, and you can tell that. And they're really good at tugging at those heartstrings for us.
Really?
Hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, wow, it would be really hard to be married to Kanye.
I can't even imagine. And those poor kids, you know, they've got four kids. Isn't the youngest pretty young?
I think so.
Yeah. Under a year, right?
Yeah. Really?
And they're barely on the show. I don't know if he then this year said no to them being on the show, but they're in, I think it's Wyoming, right? That's where their ranch is. He's in Wyoming with the kids. We haven't even seen him this season.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. This is really sad.
It's sad, but it's also like,
it's probably a good thing.
I think so. I mean,
he's already talking about or thinking about his next relationship. Like I heard somewhere that he needs to be with an artist who is a creative person so they can speak the same language.
That's what's so wild. He just thinks of himself as above all this stuff. And it's like, then don't get petty about divorce. Be above it, but without having to tell everyone how above it you are.
Right.
I also have this weird thing where I just wish Kim was with a non-celebrity who just praised her. I just want that for her.
Who praises her?
Yes, just like...
Did you think that Kanye maybe was putting her down?
No, not. I mean, I just think that, like, she keeps going for these people with also a giant ego. And I just want her to get a normal person who... I mean, I just think... Why not?
She's a bad picker. She's a bad picker. I'm a bad picker, too.
Yeah.
So I get it. I am. I'm not a good picker. And... It's probably just like an attraction thing.
Yeah.
Like she can't help herself. She's attracted to those types.
I think she's attracted to people that have power or influence.
To match hers. You don't want somebody that has less.
I think that she should do that, though. I think her getting a normal person, and just think about it, she would get all the attention, all, you know, everything would be about her.
But the problem is that imbalance. You know what I mean? Like, if she starts dating, let's just throw out an accountant.
Yeah.
That might not be a bad idea. But here she is with all this fortune. And here's him with probably a modest, you know, salary. There's always going to be that unspoken weirdness. I know it should have nothing to do with
No, you're
just
right.
A businessman. She just needs like Selma Hayek. Who did she marry?
Guy. That billionaire.
Yeah, come on, do that. He's
French guy.
Running his business.
But why doesn't she's one with all she doesn't need any money from anybody. Why doesn't she do what every rich man does and just go get a
boy toy?
Exactly. Just get a younger or older, it doesn't matter, age appropriate, I don't care. And somebody who doesn't have, I mean, why would that be so bad? He could run around with tour on her. He could run around with her schedule. I just feel like we gotta, like, that's not such a bad sitch.
It's not. You're right. But good luck to those kids.
We can all, we'll all marry the millionaires then.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so this is kind of a parallel person to Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton is on. Still dealing after all these years with the fallout from the leak of her sex tape back in 2004.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of put her on the map.
Yeah.
In 2004, but she says she's still dealing with the fallout because it's something that will always hurt her for the rest of her life. She said, it's always there in the back of my mind. She felt like her life was over because of all the attention that the tape got and all the things that people said about her. And it especially hurts that people think she leaked it on purpose, which she didn't. And she says it still gives her post-traumatic stress to even talk about it. Yeah. And I think, is that the worst thing that can happen to you? A sex tape comes out? Well, like, you were two adults in a, you know, a relationship, consenting adults.
Yeah, I'm with you. She's holding on to it. And if she wants to choose to hold on to it, then she's going to put herself in her own prison because none of us care anymore.
No.
Normalize that because, I mean,
who hasn't made a sex tape?
Right?
Oh.
Okay, maybe not a tape, but I definitely have like 20-something-year-old Britney's naked pictures out there in the world. And I think that the market is so flooded with naked pics or nudes or whatever that I'm not worried about them.
Yeah, you're fine.
I don't care. Plus, I would love to see that girl's body now, that 20-year-old Britney's body. But also, it's like, Paris, you're the one holding on to this. It's so normalized now. And also, it's been a long time ago. I think she just holds on to things like in her bones.
Yeah, because you look at Kim Kardashian, who was in the same boat, right? She kind of took ownership of it, or her mom did, which is kind of creepy. But
yeah.
She kind of just took the bull by the horns and look what she has made her, you know, turned it into a huge empire.
And it's hard, right? Because like we're very empathetic. That's a terrible feeling. But it's been a while, Paris, and you've won. You're the winner.
Yeah.
You can be past that if you choose to be.
It's been 17 years.
Yeah.
But I think what she's saying, she is projecting, because I think what she's saying is, okay, if I want to, let's say, do an appearance or get a job, she probably believes that people always have it in the back of their head. Oh, yeah, she's the one who made the sex tape.
And it's also like, if you're going to walk around feeling that way, that's really too bad. And it's got to be exhausting. Like, at some point, and we have to normalize shaming people who shame people for that.
Right.
Like, if somebody writes up, you know, it's like, you guys, we can all let it go now.
I agree. Do you guys, well, you might not remember, maybe. So when Madonna was really big, these pictures came out of her that she posed for with this photographer, and she was completely naked. And when they leaked, Madonna was like, you know, and everyone was like, you took these nude photos thinking that they were going to ruin her career? She's like, yeah, so what?
Of course I did. Look at my body. I think that
she was like, yeah, I did. What's the big deal? And that's how you handle it.
I know.
Well, but she was sort of the victim of, like, because the dude who was in the video with her was her boyfriend at the time, Rick Solomon.
Yeah.
And he...
Oh, Paris, you mean.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I've seen it.
Okay. All right. So I feel like it was mostly her doing an act, I'll just say. And he was... He did it to humiliate her.
And I
like on purpose. And so that's where she is a victim, I feel like. It's a little different.
Yeah, okay.
No, she didn't know and want that to be out.
And Don, I get it. She's 100% a victim. And I've had moments like that where somebody has tried to throw something in my face, and I get it. I'm saying for her own good.
Yeah.
She needs to let it go.
Don't feel shame.
To hold that in constantly. At this point, she is a successful mogul on 5 different accords. And for her to walk around thinking that everyone thinks that, like, I feel bad for her in the way that I say, let it go for her good.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. By no means am I saying she's not a victim or, you know.
Sure. She needs to, like, let what he did go.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Shame him. He's the one we should all be like, that's disgusting.
Where is that guy now?
Nowhere.
I know he was married to Shannon Doherty, right? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
And then he married Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson. Yep.
Yes.
He's a creep.
Wow. Weird. Sorry, I didn't mean to go all dark on you guys.
No, I love attacking people. That's the caffeine I need.
Yeah.
Shame.
Do you guys watch Shrill?
No.
No, but it's an Edie Bryant? Is
yes,
that her name?
Yes, Edie Bryant. Edie Bryant. She's adorable. It's coming back for a third season,
oh,
and
good
I'm
for
very
her.
Excited. I wanted to give everybody a release date.
Mm.
Maybe at 11 o'clock we'll play the trailer for the upcoming season. But it looks like, okay, not finding it. I'll get back to you guys. But it is coming back, and it will be fairly soon. So very exciting. May 7th. There you go. May 7th. Shrill. I can't remember where to find it, though, do you?
I think it's... Is it Netflix?
I want to see...
It's a major...
It's one of the...
one of the big ones.
Hold on. Here it is. Sorry, you guys. I should have had this. Hulu.
No, it's Netflix
Hulu.
And Shrill. Yeah. That's what... I see
Netflix
this article.
And Shrill,
Hulu,
right?
Netflix and Shrill is... no, it's on Netflix.
It's Hulu.
Oh, it's Hulu?
You guys, I'm saying it at the same
Hulu.
Time.
Today, Hulu dropped the first teaser for the final season of Shrill, premiering on May 7th. Wow, and you have Netflix, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, what is this source I'm looking at? Huffington Post.
And I'm on Vulture.
Oh, they're both good.
They're both legit.
You guys, fight.
Oh, no,
fight,
I believe Donna. Always well, believe Donna.
No, don't always believe me. Sometimes I lie. Anyhoozle, when we come back on the Donna and Steve show with Brittany, we're going to say something because we saw something.
Sure.
Pat Sajak made another oopsie doopsie.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll tell you about that when we come right back on My Talk. You're listening to the Donna and Steve show. Without Steve, he's on vacation. Brittany's here.
Woody-woo.
If you see something, we encourage you to say something, so that's what we're going to do.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Oh, that gets in my head so hard.
It's so fun.
All they say over and over is, come on and party tonight.
I know, me too.
All well, my animals.
If you're Steve, you'd go, nah-yi-yi-yi.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then, durr-up.
Derp.
Okay, so I don't know why Wheel of Fortune is in the news so much lately.
Yeah.
Anybody else noticing that?
A lot.
Like, Pat Sajak was in the news for one time. He kind of sounded like he was mocking a contestant.
Oh,
and there's
no
speech impediment. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm making excuses for him. I really don't. But yeah. It was just... weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time, I think there was like,
remember, there were sticklers on the rules. He was going through the list and added
yes.
And he goes, and that's
yes.
Everybody was very up in arms about that. Very polarizing about do you have to say the and or not?
Yeah, and it's like, chill out, man.
Chill out, man.
Right?
That's Donna. Chill out, man.
And good recall, by the way.
Thank you.
And then on last Thursday's episode, he accidentally revealed the answer to the puzzle in the bonus round, but nobody noticed. We do have a clip.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
Wheel of what? Fortune!
That's it?
What?
That was
That's
the answer.
That was in there.
That is weird. I thought it was going to be revealing the thingy thing.
Wheel!
Well, thanks a lot.
Fortune! You guys, maybe we need to give him a break. He is 74 years old.
Mm.
No. I'm not saying like with the mean part, but
74
like
74 is the new 54. He should get it together.
Okay,
so this is what happened.
Right. You've got it.
Do you have it?
No. This is I don't have the audio clip. That's literally what they put in for us, but I have it written out.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
No, so the contestant had about half the letters and Pat Sajak said, yikes. Well, I'd rather be standing here than there, quite frankly. And the answer to the puzzle was, quite frankly.
Whoa.
And then the contestant still failed to solve it. Later on in the episode, Vanna White asked him if he realized, you know, what he had done. And he said, I did right after I said it. I wonder how many people caught it at home tonight.
I bet you he accidentally incepted himself.
I think that. True. What does that mean?
You know, as if So sometimes it happens on air with us. If we read something or we're doing something and it's in our kind of like a back of our mind.
Yes, subliminally
then,
kind of.
Yeah,
yes.
And then you say it. I'm sure he read that answer earlier and then was talking like normal off the cuff and it just came out.
Yeah, that's, see, I think that happens a lot to people. Like things just, yeah, take over.
Oh, well. How much is he paid per episode?
Yeah, good point, Dawn. Okay. A lot.
I'm the only one, for all of you also being in radio and sometimes making mistakes, I'm the only one who's empathetic to poor Pat Sajak, the billionaire.
Oh, I'm not saying he's, I'm not sympathetic. I was just making a joke. Sometimes I'm very deadpan and no, people don't get it.
I like it. Let's all go there.
Oh, man. All right. So in other See Something, Say Something news, Neverland Ranch statues are for sale, Dawn.
Yeah. Who wants these? Not I. Mm-hmm. But this is all of the statues. And it's somebody that has to have $2.5 million. It's being handled by Noble Art Lovers out of Dubai. And so I'm assuming it's the guy who bought the Neverland Ranch who has them up for sale. There are, I just looked through all 33 of them.
Boy, I kind of like them.
But given the context, there's a lot that are just all children.
Oh, yeah.
And even though it's like kids on a tree swing, they're playing Follow the Leader. There's a young boy playing baseball.
There's a girl with a chicken.
There's a girl blowing a bubble. You know, it's just all, it's a lot of kids. And there are a few that aren't. They're more just like majestic angels, candelabras and things.
Oh, I would like
and then
that.
There's a Minnie Mouse. That's cute. But,
okay, so
no thanks.
I'm with you, just knowing what we know.
Yeah.
And hearing what we hear. But, I mean, it is a children's amusement park. So I would, I'm not completely surprised or like weirded out by the fact that they're kids.
Yeah.
Except in the context of what we know.
Yeah. And even though they're like brass statues, it's like that little boy doesn't have a shirt on.
It's not great.
Well, there's one of a little girl with a chicken and her skirt is flying up in
the
back.
Yeah, the chicken. I thought the chicken was looking up her skirt, but then I realized it was the tail of the chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That makes it more appropriate.
The one that I don't like at all, and I wish I could zoom in on it, is number 11. And that is a bronze Cupid who seems to be completely nude.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Mm, yeah. Not great.
Then there's a Marilyn Monroe one, which is fine.
It just seems so disconnected to who he was.
Yeah.
Except for the kids.
Oh.
It just looks like he said, I want opulence.
Yes.
And then they created a bunch of, I want a mansion that looks rich.
Yeah.
Kind of like when somebody comes into money hardcore and they're like, what would a rich person get?
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
I don't know if you guys remember that. I think there was a made for TV movie about that couple who robbed a he was part of a security company and they robbed what are they called?
Was it the McDonald's thing?
A van. No, it's a van full of money that delivers to the bank.
Oh, the armor truck.
Yes, armor truck. They robbed that, and then they just spent all of it. They had, like, up their stair. They had a huge mansion. They had velvet paintings everywhere. Mm. They had velvet leopard skin carpet going up the staircase.
Yeah.
It was really the most trashy thing you could ever do with money, but it was so delicious.
I love it. That's another doc. That's a Queen of Versailles.
Oh God, oh,
that one is
I've
really
not
good.
Seen that, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, they that family, by the way, Britt.
Yeah.
They've been on Below Deck before.
I know.
Oh, I love Below Deck.
Yeah. Yeah. So he made all of his money in timeshares, and then he married this young woman, and she just decorated like crazy. They had these little dogs everywhere pooping, and then they were trying to build. replica of Versailles here in the U.S. And
oh,
it was
good.
It was a documentary where you're just like, wow, yep, that's what happens.
So gross. Mm-hmm. Where was that house?
I don't know.
Florida?
And I can't remember if they ended up not finishing it and then finally finishing it. I'll have to look up during the break.
Yeah, that was
sure.
Part of it. It was that it just kind of sat there unfinished.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, reality TV.
Love it.
Gotta love it. Bye, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We will see you tomorrow. When we come back, Demi Lovato is calling out frozen yogurt shops. We will tell you why. The ACM Awards were on last night. We'll give you the list of all the big winners. My favorite album, one album of the year. I'm very excited about that. All coming up after a Dirt Alert with Grant. Next.